It's great to be together in God's house as part of God's family in a special way, you know, for two reasons, of course, for Memorial Day weekend, as we continue to pray for those who lost their lives for us, and also tonight our baccalaureates, our seniors, for coming to be kind of blessed and to walk with us together, knowing of a new step in your life. It's a very good step. I hope the Holy Spirit is with each of you, with the good, exciting parts and some of the nervous times, to know that God is always with you. And I want to especially speak with you, our seniors, kind of what is fact in our gospel today. The Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so I want to give two nuggets of the images we can think about. And we can also think about philosophy, theology, and dive to the deepest of the pool, which can be good. It can be amazing. But I think how our culture is today, we need to embrace people with where they are, to have a relationship with them. And again, not to pound the head down their throat, but to show your own experience, to invite and attract someone else that would be open to God. For me, it was in January 2011, when I was honored to go to Holy Land with my seminarians for 3 weeks. We're all there together praying, offering Mass, receiving Mass. And there was one spot that was kind of cool for me, that we needed to see the Jordan River. The Jordan River is the kind of the boundary between Israel on the west and Jordan on the east. And we were very excited because we knew that where we believe that was where Jesus was born, with his birth, with his baptism. So his baptism, the birth of his, enveloped by the Holy Spirit. And so we're there, we're driving out there, and my first thought was, that does not look like a river, that looks like a ditch in northern Minnesota. Which, by the way, is because they've used so much of that water to feed, to have agricultural and crops, because they have a drier, you know, area than we do. And then we go down and we get close to the river itself. You know, it was interesting, there were guns on the other side of soldiers. And we could walk into the water, just a few feet. And I went back and I prayed and I thought, this seems so normal. So normal. There's like a Dorito bag there, a couple puddles out of mud. I mean, what's really going on? Well, then I pulled out the Bible in one of the passages where Jesus was told when he was baptized. Quote, after Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. You know, I'm standing in the area 2,000 years later thinking, this is normal. And then reading the passage exactly where I'm standing, knowing this is also supernatural here. Your first nugget today, always remember, God is there everywhere. You might experience something very normal that could also be very supernatural. Again, what did Jesus tell the disciples as he was preparing himself to go back to heaven? He said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." This nugget: all Christians believe in the baptism of the Trinity. All Christians believe that to be into God's family, it's because of baptism. The baptism from the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And his mission for them 2,000 years ago was to tell the disciples to go forward to invite more people to be Christians and to be baptized. And I think that's a great decision in your lives now. So a couple thoughts for you as you think. I think first, as our seniors, to be honored to be baptized, to be confirmed, and to moving possibly to a different place. But to always know that God is with you, that Jesus is with you, the Holy Spirit is inspiring you for where God is calling you. And we continue to pray and serve you. I'm guessing your parents, probably the most, checkbooks or credit cards or things like that. But we're all with you in our faith. I think it's also important for all of us on this Holy Trinity to think of the ways we can ask our relationship with God to others. You know, have you mentioned that with a neighbor or a coworker, or you're so excited that you actually want to share good news? Oh my gosh, I just had this weekend, I had my granddaughter, and God was just there. I knew that. Or somebody that's sick saying, "Hey, sounds like you're sad. Here, I've been sad recently too. Let's talk. Because God is with both of us." God is the paradox of our lives, is the kernel of our faith. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we conclude this homily with a great prayer to the Trinity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.